You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. After our last call, who said that the world might end any minute now? I'm glad that I'm back. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody listening all over North America. Thank you very much. Whether you're locked in on the free Odyssey app or you're listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, you could be on the road on Sirius XM channel 158. Or you could be listening on a smart speaker. I'm glad that you're here. The show gets started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And it's been a fun night. I was able to share with you my brand new podcast with Special Olympics and Odyssey. It's called Agents of Inclusion. Wherever the hell you listen to your podcast, make sure you go ahead and check it out. Every single Wednesday, with the first episode dropping today, this past Wednesday, we talked to a different Special Olympics athlete, letting everybody know the possibilities that exist in the world if you just give someone else a chance. It's eye-opening for everybody. Make sure you go ahead and look it up, Agents of Inclusion. Obviously, we took some time to look at the Kansas City Chiefs parade because it was an absolute madhouse in downtown Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes was throwing back brews. Tommy Townsend was using the Vince Lombardi trophy to drink beer. Yes, you heard that correctly. Listen to this description on television, KNBC. Oh, Tommy
Southbound
Townsend
looks pretty good, but the I'm playing Johnny Rollins, your traffic reporter, but that northbound, right? Am I looking at that, Laura? Looks like that's 35.
Yeah,
right.
No,
and I see people
right.
Walking on the highway there. Some
they
cars are parked over there. Yeah.
It's like the whole city is working its way to Union Station.
Yeah, everybody's just sitting around being drunk. Hey, Shep, when do we get the stats about the people and kids? Like, don't the numbers of pregnancies go up in these cities after Super Bowls?
Yeah, that's a very telling point on your end, JR. They do, and it continues through the parade, as you're very well aware.
Yeah, that's what happens. People start to drinking, and other things happen. You know, we have some callers here on the line. I'm going to take your calls. And then we'll get into a new top six list inspired by someone who was slightly intoxicated today. His name is Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to give you a top six list of the greatest quarterbacks. I'll give that to you momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. Will is calling from Kentucky. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. He's a fan of the show. I just wanted to know why Eric Bieniemy has not been given any head coaching opportunities. But somehow the two Eagles coordinators were. That's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Will. We addressed this last night. We talked about it for about an hour. Nobody knows. In the case of LeSean McCoy, he says Eric Bieniemy he treats some of his players like jerks. Andy Reid basically said he's just very direct. Maybe LeSean McCoy was cooked and had nothing left to give. Patrick Mahomes has been very complimentary of Eric Bieniemy. And so nobody knows why this guy isn't getting a job. There has to be something there outside of him just being black where people don't want to give him a shot. Shep brought up the point yesterday that it's quite possible Eric Bieniemy is in a good position. Because Andy Reid is not going to coach forever. He's not going to coach the back end of Patrick Mahomes' career. He may not even coach the next 4 or 5 years of this guy's career. And so Eric Bieniemy might be in a prime position, although, why wouldn't he want the money now? There's a difference between being an offensive coordinator and making, I don't know, $6, $7, $8, $9 million as a coach right out of the gate. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Reggie is here from South Carolina. What's up, Reggie?
What's up, JR, man? You doing all right?
I'm excellent, man. What's up?
Excellent, excellent. I want to know the backstory on why you got jumped out there in the Bronx, man. Elaborate.
Boy, are you going to get in a time machine and go whoop these people's ass for me?
Man, I just want to know, man, you know, you went from doing the podcast on the Special Olympics, you know what I'm saying, to all the way back to a little mischief back in the day. I was just wondering, you know.
Mischief? It has to be mischief for me to get jumped?
Who knows? That's why I want you to elaborate so nobody else can get the same idea.
No, it was a Friday night, and I was walking home, and I happened to be walking by a group. It was a large group of individuals leaving a pool, and they were, you know, it was younger folks. They were teenagers, and they were having themselves a Friday night. And stupid me, instead of saying, oh, there's, 10 to 15 rambunctious individuals, teenagers walking from a pool, let me mind my business on the other side of the street, I didn't give a damn. And I walked right through them. And then one of them bumped me, and I'm not stupid. I ain't going to try to fight 15 people. And the next thing I know, I got sucker punched. And so they didn't beat me up. I just got sucker punched.
Okay.
And then they ran away.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry it wasn't a more interesting story, Reggie.
No problem, man. Hey, love the show, man. Keep on doing your thing.
Well, are you going to go find them and beat them up for me?
Man, ain't no telling what they're doing right now, man. They might be pastors and you know, upstanding citizens now. No need to, you know, go beating people up for, you know.
You could beat up a pastor. Some of them deserve it.
Just bop right upside the head, huh?
Yeah, why not? Some of the things I hear about pastors, I mean, never mind. Hey, Reggie, thank you for calling from South Carolina.
All right, man, take it easy.
No doubt about it. Yeah, what do you think? You thought I was starting trouble out here? I don't get into no type of mischief. I mind my business. Speaking of mischief, in a few minutes, well, not actually right now, I'm going to get ready to share with you a top six list of some of the greatest quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen. And this is inspired by, yes, Patrick Mahomes. Ryan Clark was on ESPN the other day, and he's saying that Patrick Mahomes is the third greatest quarterback that we have ever seen. And I'm like, whoa, can we see the rest of his career? And so without wasting any time, it's time for a new top six list. The greatest quarterbacks the NFL has seen. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. A new top six list here for you. I don't think any of these individuals were jumped. We're going to take a look at some of the best quarterbacks the NFL has ever seen. There's always an exaggeration. There's always hyperbole. And by the way, there is no way in hell that you could fit the greatest, all of them, into a list of six. And so, of course, yeah, there's going to be some guys left off. Too bad. Get over it. Let's see how many people get their you-know-what in a bunch. But let's not waste any time. Some of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen. It's a countdown. What number are we starting off with?
Number six.
This man is one of the greatest QBs of all time, but beware if he is running your football team. You're not doing it anymore, at least. But then he did walk away with a Super Bowl. But then he did get another quote. Anyway, at number six, I got John Elway. 6 AFC championship games. Unfortunately, the 2 Super Bowl wins came at the end of his career when he was basically on his way to being cooked. He wasn't cooked yet. He could thank his defense. He could thank Terrell Davis. He could thank himself. John Elway was never afraid to go out there and start rushing and running himself. the only player in league history to pass for more than 3,000 yards and rush for more than 200 yards in seven consecutive seasons. And who can forget old man John Elway being a helicopter on his way into the end zone? MVP, two-time champion, nine-time Pro Bowler. Kyle Shanahan's daddy, Mike, he coached him. And he was talking about what it was like to be with John Elway. He was on the herd. Listen.
Be honest with you, with a guy like John, it was really easy because he wanted to be good. He wanted to be great. So if you emphasize the little things, and you did it to the whole team, not just him, you held people accountable. He loved it because he only cared about one thing, and that was winning. He was winning a Super Bowl. Everything else didn't matter to him. All the Super Bowls he went to and we lost, I mean, he was just devastated.
Miserable.
Yeah, there were some losses, Super Bowl losses in there too. Giants, Washington, Niners. But then at least he picked up the two at the end. This is why John Elway is one of the greatest. I got him at number six. One of the greatest QBs the NFL has ever seen. Let's move on, from number six. What do we got next?
Number five.
We got to go back further than the 80s and 90s. We got to go back almost 20 and 30 years before that. We have to look at someone who predates the Super Bowl, but was also able to win one of those too. I'm talking about Johnny Unitas. This man played for 18 years. You can forget about that last throwaway year with San Diego. He went to 10 Pro Bowls. He won three NFL championships before we had a Super Bowl. I think you might know about that that Super Bowl against that Joe Namath guy. That didn't work out in his favor. But then he was still able to win a Super Bowl 2 years after that against the Cowboys. This man beat the New York Giants in one of the most widely watched football games during the advent and expansion of television. He threw a touchdown and 47 consecutive games. This man spanned the merger and the creation of the Super Bowl. He is pre-Super Bowl. He is creation of the Super Bowl. He won an NFL championship, three of them, and then still won a Super Bowl. Johnny Unitas is like glue. At the same time, Johnny Unitas, for the era that he played in, it was a long time ago. He talked about this with Fox Sports Net just a bunch of years ago. God rest his soul. He's been gone for the better part of 20 years now. But Johnny Unitas, he's like, back in my day when I played and what they have now, this is what he had to tell Fox Sports Net.
Everything improves with age normally, because of new conditioning, the way they condition equipment, the way they build it and everything else. Now they have flak jackets for quarterbacks. It's almost like having a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
And we never possessed it. You had a pair of shoulder pads and maybe rib pads, hip pads and thigh pads, and that was it. And the helmets were, good helmets, but you never had the face mask on them, so you played without that. Mm. But everything improves, hopefully.
Well, getting sacked, though, back in those days. Now there is some protection. Back then, I got it. You were a sitting target, weren't you?
Yeah, it was a lot different ball game than it is now. It's quarterback's protected a lot more, and you're not really allowed to get a shot at the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You can't take too many steps or something. And then the rule changes have helped the game as far as protecting the quarterback. They've widened the game, let the game become more wide open with the passing game.
Johnny Unitas said that more than 20 years ago. What the heck would he be saying about the game today? He'd be calling these guys punks, probably. One of the greatest quarterbacks the NFL has ever seen. I got Johnny Unitas at number five. What's the next number?
Number four.
Hey, it's this dude. It's the man who was drinking Coors Light and pounding beers and losing his absolute mind today. It's Patrick Mahomes. Do I need to tell you about everything he's done? Not everything, but I might as well. He's only 27 years old. He just won his second career Super Bowl, going four damn times. This is his second career MVP. He just picked up another Super Bowl MVP. He's the sixth guy to win the league MVP and the Super Bowl MVP in the same season. The guy burst onto the scene in his first full rookie year and said, let me just go out here and give you 50 touchdowns. And during the parade today, Patrick Mahomes said, listen, folks, we ain't done. I'm trying to come back here and have another party next year.
I just want to let y'all know that this is just the beginning. We ain't done yet. So I'll make sure to hit y'all back next year, and I hope the crowd's the same. Appreciate y'all. Let's go, baby.
That was intoxicated Patrick Mahomes. Let's listen to humble Patrick Mahomes on ESPN, just on comparisons to Tom Brady. Listen to this, humble.
I mean, it's still early for the LeBron and Michael Jordan stuff, but for me, if you're in this league, you're trying to win. You're trying to be the best player on that football field every single day, Tom's done it for a long time, and he's won a lot of Super Bowls. And so when you're coming up and you're watching football, you want to go out there and win championships like he's done. And so I'm going to try to do whatever I can to every single year put us in position that we can win a lot of championships, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing what a few beers will do to you, right? Well, I'm sure Patrick Mahomes has been drinking beers Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He's been drinking beer for 4 days. That man is probably impervious at this point in time. I got Patrick Mahomes right now, number 4. Greatest quarterbacks the NFL has seen. Let's move on to the next number.
Number 3.
At number 3. It's impossible. It's impossible to have a head this big and not be a great quarterback. This man stores so much information in his brain. This is like he might as well write out the plays, the offensive plays. He might as well write out the defensive plays and all of the permutations before he even snaps the ball. I'm talking about Peyton Manning. This guy was just like a genius out there on the football field. It's like Peyton Manning just knew everything going on. Taking number 1 overall in 1998 and he's throwing a million interceptions, he comes back and he's just like, oh yeah, now I'm already one of the greatest ever. He won 2 Super Bowls. He won that one with the Bears, with the Colts. He had that other one where the Broncos smacked around Cam Newton in 2016. This man threw at one point for 5,400 yards, 55 touchdowns. These were records at one point in time. Peyton Manning is just like, he's like football Egbert. And now he has a sense of humor. He gets to run around and talk crap with his brother. Peyton Manning was just a football genius. He can store a lot of information in that brain. Tony Dungy, he talked about this on NBC with Chris Sims, just about Peyton Manning being special and when he knew he was.
Well, the first day I got there, he came in after the press conference, just said hello, said, hey, I want to be coached. I want to win. Whatever we need to do to make me the best I can be and make our team the best it can be, I'm all for it. And then about 2 weeks later, he came in with a yellow legal pad, about 7 pages of things, and he put it on my desk. He said, these are the things I want to get better at. This is what I plan to work on this off season, and you need to help me with these. And that's when I said, wow, we've got something special here.
He had the nickname the Sheriff for a reason. Was he like that, where he came over and kind of like was semi a coach on the field in that manner?
He was, Chris, but he was always into the game plans. And he always, you know, he was doing that based on what he had read and
right.
What he was seeing. So it wasn't ever, I want to do this. It was, hey, here's where we are. This is what we're talking about. And he was just totally prepared.
Peyton Manning was running around. I get it. It's 20 years ago. He was running around with a legal pad with 7 pages of notes on things to improve? Damn. Can you be shocked? There was never a game that I watched Peyton Manning play where I didn't feel that he was capable of winning that game. It didn't matter who was on the opposing side. We're talking about the top 6 quarterbacks the NFL has ever seen, the most accomplished, the best. Peyton Manning is at number 3. You know what? Let's go ahead and take a break here. And then on the other side, I'm going to share with you number 2 and then number 1. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the top 6 greatest quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen. I'm not just talking about talent. I'm talking about talent, accomplishments. Who are the most accomplished? Who's done the most with what they got? And I'm about to give you the top 2, and obviously with the top 2, we will share with you number 1. At number 6, I gave you John Elway. At number 5, I gave you Johnny Unitas, able to tie together the NFL championships and ultimately a Super Bowl as well. At number 4 on the list, it's the man who just won a Super Bowl this past Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. His name is Patrick Mahomes. At number 3, Peyton Manning. He is a walking, or was a walking, computer. And like, he understood and knew everything about the game. Didn't miss a beat. And 2 Super Bowl titles, not too shabby either. And so if Peyton Manning is at number 3, what's next?
Number 2.
At number 2, this is someone who represents the Bay. At number 2, this is someone who actually put the uniform on representing the Bay Area. He played for San Francisco. His name is Joe Montana. This guy was selected in the 3rd round in 1979. 4-time Super Bowl champion. There didn't ever seem to be a game that Joe Montana was not in. I was a kid when this guy was playing. And as I got older, he was still playing, but then he was pretty much washed up, but then also not washed up with Kansas City. It was the drive against the Bengals in 89 and Super Bowl 23. I remember talking to Chris Collinsworth about this game, and Chris Collinsworth looked at me like I was an alien because like I ripped his soul out. Even before that, it's Joe Montana helping to orchestrate the catch. It's like the 49ers were just physically abusing the Bengals at every chance and opportunity. And Joe Montana never seemed to be out of a game. Ever. Joe Montana, playing in the 80s, moving on into the 90s, he talked about how tough the NFL is. And he also shows his appreciation for everybody who came before him. Listen up.
There's been an evolution over time. And even if you look at the game from 20 years before I played, you know, and before there were Super Bowls, you know, there's a guy that won 11 championships in the NFL, and it's just that, you know, the game's going to do that, and obviously so many injuries to and the head injury things are there's enough injury in the game without, so they're trying to take out the big ones, the big hits, the big stuff where, like for a quarterback, getting that,
that pile drive,
that pile
in the ground.
Pile drive you into the ground. You know, you're the only guy getting hit standing still.
Right.
By a guy who outweighs you by 150 pounds.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. Actually saw Joe Montana last week. It'd be interesting to know what he feels about the game as it is today. Quarterbacks are still sitting ducks, except for they're mobile. I don't want to say more mobile, but they're moving around. The rules have changed. It doesn't seem like you can breathe on a quarterback even more so than 20 or 30 years ago. And Joe Montana made the most of it, whether he was running around scrambling, whether he was orchestrating drives, and ultimately winning Super Bowl championships. There wasn't a game that this dude was out of. And so if Joe Montana is number two, we know that was a mark that he pretty much held for just about 30 years until this guy came along and he retired 2 weeks ago. If we're talking about the greatest quarterbacks the NFL has ever seen, if we're talking about talent and accomplishments, this guy is this number.
Number one.
It's Tom Brady. We knew that already. It was either Joe Montana at one or Tom Brady at one. It's Tom Brady. 7 championships, 10 tries, 20-year career, basically, moving on, 20-plus. Now he finally quit. Yeah, listen to Bill Belichick tell him about how great he is on his own Let's Go podcast.
Tom's had just a tremendous career. It was funny, you know, I was out at the East-West game last weekend, and of course, you know, Tom's picture is up there everywhere as a player in the game, and, you know, along with a lot of other Hall of Famers. I think I had like 70 Hall of Famers played in that game or something like that. But anyway, so, you know, that's kind of where it all started. You know, Michigan, the Orange Bowl, the East-West game, and you know, just the greatest player, the greatest career, the great, great person. It's such an opportunity and an honor for me to, you know, to coach Tom. And I guess it's got in at some point, you know, but it's the greatest one ever. So congratulations, Tom.
Yeah. And now Tom Brady is just an underwear model. Maybe his next few career steps will follow Joe Namath. There are tons of excellent and amazing quarterbacks that the NFL has seen. Accomplished numbers-wise, some accomplished with a championship, some not having one. There was no way in hell that I was going to fit everybody into 6 spots. Somebody is screaming Dan Marino's name right now. Sorry. The championship success and the hardware is unfortunately not there, not to the fault of his own. Somebody is screaming Drew Brees. Legitimate. But I think there were dudes here who all the way throughout their career had and did better, accomplished more. So we can go up and down the list. I'm not talking about quarterbacks who you loved. I'm not talking about quarterbacks who you feel had the greatest season or had the most talent. Or this guy won an MVP. Someone is screaming out Otto Graham. I thought Johnny Unitas was a better bridge and played long, almost played 20 years. He was cooked towards the end, but, man, he was killing it for the Baltimore Colts. A lot of QBs. But this is a list who I feel pretty much ties together the most talented and the most accomplished. and using that as criteria, it's very easy to put Mr. Tom Brady, the current underwear model, at number one. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just gave you a list. The top six QBs the NFL has seen. What are your thoughts? Who do you think the top QB is? Where would you put that beer drinking Patrick Mahomes? I'm going to get to your phone calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I just gave you a new top six list. We looked at the greatest quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen. I'm looking at their accomplishments, I'm looking at their victories, I'm looking at their longevity, but it's boiling down to their talent, and what did they walk away with? You know, what are the wins? That's it. What does the trophy case look like? How does it balance out with the talent? And that's how we came down with tonight's list. If you missed a minute, if you missed a second, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and get the full explanation for all of these gentlemen. You can listen to the guys who I did not mention, or maybe I mentioned them after the fact. And number six, I gave you Elway. Number five, I gave you Unitas. And number four, I gave you Mahomes. And number three, I gave you Peyton Manning. And number two, I gave you Joe Montana. And at number one, I gave you the man who retired 2 weeks ago. His name is Tom Brady. It's not a list of who you think has talent. It's not a list of who you believe to be accomplished. We're talking about the best of the best, the greatest of the greats. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Houston, Texas. Let's talk to Ahmed. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
All right. Greetings. Yeah. Well, first I want to say the United States need to be careful about shooting at flying objects. You know, they might shoot down Santa Claus and, I guess, Rudolph and his friends, you know. But
I only thought they come out, like, for 2 days around Christmas.
Well, you know, like I say, it might be around that time when they start shooting again. I don't know, you know.
Okay. Hey, well, tell me about some quarterbacks. Tell me about a quarterback.
Well,
You've already taken up about 35 seconds of time. My number one is Doug Williams.
Okay, my number one would be Doug Williams. You know, if he had really, we all understand that he played under a lot of pressure. You know, Afro descendant quarterbacks playing under pressure right now today, really still playing under pressure. So just think about what he played under at the time he did, and think about. Okay, it was Elway that he defeated in that Super Bowl. Okay,
yes.
I heard your top six on Brady that you did about a month ago, and he would have had a loss if Wilson would have played to win.
Ahmed.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a list on what coulda, woulda, or shoulda happened. I could think about championships that Brady wouldn't have had. I'm living in what the world is. Isn't that where we should be right now?
Oh, yeah, but we got
We should not do this. I'm living in the world of what actually took place and what actually happened. Not what coulda, woulda, or shoulda. I could think about a lot of things just on planet Earth. Things would be very different all over the place if that guy did this or this woman did that. What happened, happened. Let's stick to reality. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ellis is calling from Louisville, Kentucky. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, you would happen to be live. Yeah.
My list is Moreno at number six. At number five, I got...
Well, Ellis, give me yeah. number one. Not the whole list. Give me number one.
Number one? Okay. Warren Moon.
And you're done there, huh?
Yeah. You said just one, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Ellis. Hey, Shep, is it me? Am I confused?
No, you're not.
I might be confused. I might. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean calling from Connecticut. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
What's going on, Sean?
Hey, so I agree with you at number one with Tom Brady, looking at all of his accomplishments, especially looking at one thing, and that's him being one out of a few quarterbacks to beat all 32 teams in the NFL.
Yeah, well, that is certainly due to his longevity. You stick around long enough, and then you switch over to the NFC on the back end of your career, and you have a chance to whoop up on everybody. That's 100% correct.
And not even that, but everything he came through from being at the bottom of the list in quarterbacks being drafted all the way to where he is now at number one is one of the best, you know, accolades and stories that there is in the NFL.
Sure, and that had to have driven him. We know it drove him. Throughout his entire career. Thank you, Sean, for calling up from Connecticut. Bruce is calling from Tyler, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bruce?
Yeah, JR, love your show. Tyler's about 10 miles from where Pat Mahomes did his high school football, and it's been fun to watch him. I also wanted to thank you very much for highlighting the Special Olympics kids. I worked with them for years and years as a coach and official for track meets and basketball games and everything, and I think that's great. If there's anything that anybody can ever do for Special Olympics, it's great. Nothing better than being a hugger at the end of the 100-yard dash.
Oh, absolutely, Bruce. Well, make sure you tell your friends about the Agents of Inclusion podcast, okay?
I got you, yeah, and thank you again.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate you for calling from Texas. He had a chance to watch Mr. Mahomes from the get-go. Not too shabby. Not too bad. JJ calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I'm thinking I like your list because, you know, you got to put Brady on top. That's where it belongs. But I think maybe Elway belongs a spot up a little bit higher. You know, right under maybe Aikman, just because, you know, he did go to five Super Bowls. He won three of them on his own back because he had a poor offensive line the first three times he went, and then he retired out with back-to-back Super Bowls. And, you know, not just that, but the most starts in Super Bowls as a quarterback when he retired, you know, and his second in passing yards.
Yeah, unfortunately, as you said, he got his ass whooped along the way, and they were able to pick things up at the end of his career. You mentioned Troy Aikman. You're saying that you had Troy Aikman, correct me if I'm wrong, you put him on the outside or you put him on the top six?
Oh, no, I got to put him in the top six, man. He took Dallas to the Super Bowl four times.
I think when you counter in his talent, and yeah, he's a Hall of Fame QB. I can't take away from his accomplishments. But I think when you stack it all up with the guys that I put here, when it comes down to career longevity, maybe things would be different if he didn't get knocked up the head so many times. But I'm pretty confident in the dudes that I have here on this list. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks that we've seen. I don't know if I'd put him in the top six, JJ.
No, that's your opinion. You're entitled to that.
Sure, absolutely. Appreciate you for calling from Alabama, man.
All right, have a good night.
No doubt about it. Wow. Whoa, who's this guy? Alan is calling from Florida again? Alan from Toronto calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir, I am, and I'm having a great time down here soaking up the sun and everything else. So
you got a tan?
Yes, I do. Yes, quite a bit. I'm in the pool every day for about 4 or 5 hours every day, so it's great.
You're a prune. Go ahead, quickly.
Aaron Rodgers, because he followed in another all-time great Brett Favre, and he set the standard for Packers Hall of Fame. And he extends plays with his legs, and he is an innovator, and he's three-time MVP. You don't like him, but you have to give credit where credit is due. You know, he's an all-time great, and he more than set the standard for all-time greats, replacing, for the one reason alone, just replacing Brett Favre, another all-time great too. You know,
I love Aaron Rodgers, the football player. I love him. I just think Aaron Rodgers, who opens up his mouth over the past few years, has just been a grade-A jerk who loves to listen to himself speak. He is one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen. I just wouldn't put him in the top six.
Well, look at his numbers. I mean, very few interceptions.
Yeah, I know what his numbers look like. I've talked about all of his numbers quite a bit here on the radio, frequently. I think all things considered, when you look at what he has done and accomplished, a lot of it has to do with individual accolades and awards. You think about the guys that I have here on the list, we're talking about multiple Super Bowls. And I think over the past several years, Aaron Rodgers hasn't necessarily helped himself out in the leadership perspective. It's just a fact. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.